all of our energy in. So I want you to just feel all of yourself, and I want you to bring yourself home into your body. So all of those bits of you that you've given away over the years, all of the times that you've compromised, any sort of parts of you that you've left behind, I want you to just kind of bring it all home. Pull yourself all in. Pull in as much of you as you can. Just bring it in. And you can bring it in with your in-breath if you like, if that's easier. So breathing in. And just feel yourself pulling, coming back together like mercury is. Remember those old mercury thermometers when they'd break, the pieces would separate, and then they would just find each other until they were all one. So pulling yourself in, and then again, what we're going to do is we're just going to cut all of the cords around you. And these are energetic cords that are people that are attached to you, people, boyfriends, old lovers, people that you used to work with that drove you nuts, just anybody that's drained your energy, not valued you, not heard you, not seen you for who you really are. I'm just going to cut all those cords. We did this the last round, but we're still going to do it again. Okay, and if you choose to reattach them, that's your call. And at the same time, we're just going to put some wonderful healing energy over any parts that are sore. Sometimes when you take a cord off someone, it's wounded. It's a wound. So we want to just cover anything that's wounded. All right, so keep pulling your energy in. It belongs to you, so we're going to bring it all back into your body. And at the same time, we're going to make sure that you're in your body. So pull yourself all the way in. Okay, and once you're in, just take a deep breath, breathe out, and then let go. And just let your auric field fill up. So again, breathe in, your auric field may come in a bit, may not, probably will, and then breathe out, just relax. Okay, so we want to get rid of anything that's going to be in our way here, in our way of healing. I'm looking for a wrist support. So this session might be ended abruptly right now. Exciting news. My grandson is on the way out, and his mother went in the hospital this morning, and I think they're inducing her because her blood pressure is low. So been working on them, but we'll just see how we go here. So right now we're in holding pattern around that. Okay, so who have we got first? Got Jamie. So we'll just see how we go here. Okay, starting off with Amy with infections, so bumping the autoimmune. Bumping the autoimmune onto the teeth. And the left eye ticking. That looks like stress. Stress? No, it's not. Is it partly stress? Okay, partly stress. If I ever make a decision, just tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just dowsing the field, so I could be wrong. Could be wrong. Could be right. Could be wrong. Okay. And down to the teeth again. Spray energy in that whole gum area. See if we release that tight muscle. And down to the feet here. Pain in the feet. Okay, and we'll just stop at the heart chakra. Give it a little taparoo here. And we always need more energy in our heart. Coming down to the feet. Okay, and there you go, Amy. Okay, on to Jamie now. Back, peace of mind and harmony. Here we go. While we're at it, we'll do Tom's points for his angel points. So, and down the back now. So we'll do the just let the energy go where it's going to go. Your body has a wisdom, an innate wisdom on how to heal itself. So just trust it, trust yourself, just follow what you think is best or feel is best. Think and feel is best. Okay, so back on, I didn't do the angel point yet, so here we go. Okay, there you go, Jamie. Okay. Okay, what's this other one? It's funny, you're always learning, right? Okay, here we go. Okay, starting with the kidney here. This is for Franca. And we're on the kidneys here. And into the colon now. These left. Okay, because that means it's the left side. And we'll start at the right and we'll roll around. Yeah, that looks fine. Okay, so we're going to balance the lymphocytes in the colon area here. And balance any collagen. Make sure we put both of them to optimum numbers. Lower, higher. Doesn't matter, we're just balancing them out. And then we'll look at the chemo here for chemo, clearing for chemo. And we're also going to run the lymph system as well, because that helps get rid of everything that shouldn't be in there. The exit point for a viral, bacteria, fungus, cancer treatments. So we're just helping the process along here. Okay, banging the lymph and the nodes. And we're going to add a little bit of energy into Frank's Dantian area here. She's down a few quarts. I got in my car today to go pick up something, and it's funny. Now, just imagine, end of March, I think I filled my tank, and I've filled it once since. So I've used one tank and about a half since beginning of April. April, May, June, July, August, September, October, half of October. I've gone through 1.5 tanks of gas. As you can tell, a lot of us are not moving around as much as we used to. Okay, so there we go. Just putting the energy in that, in the lower Dantian, bringing it in at CV4 and CV6. Okay, and let's balance her out now. Okay, and we're going to keep her in the collective, and because I think she needs a little bit more of this energy. Okay, side effects, detox. Okay, we're on to Muriel. Okay, so arthritis, that must be what you're asking for. Hi, Muriel. Welcome here. Okay, so just relax, let the energy flow. And try to let go of the results, because the body will do what it needs to do to move back into balance. And so we're looking at arthritis, bumping the immune system or balancing the immune system, because arthritis is often considered to be stranger danger. The body thinks that it's in crisis, and so we're balancing it and waking up the immune system to smarten up. Okay, so just relax, relax. Try to get out of your head. Think those amazing thoughts. Go. So let's just do the whole body. Just a minute. So, are you on? She's not on. No wonder she's waving in and out. I was thinking, she doesn't feel connected to me. I'll just kind of grab her and finish here. All right, there we go. Okay, so we're looking at Suzanne now. Hi, Suzanne. Autoimmune, dry eyes, mouth, and Hashimoto's. So here we go. And Suzanne's not on either. Okay, here we go. And let's start off with the Hashimoto's. Okay, we're going to put Patricia, we'll put you in on this as well. Hashimoto's. Okay, and autoimmune. Excuse me. Autoimmune. And the dry eyes and mouth. The eyes and the mouth. You're an easy one, Suzanne. I keep going till I feel my eyes start to well up or start to water, and then I know we've hit the mark. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so we've got Miss Laney. Hey there. Okay, oral abscess, breast inflammation. Okay, so let's just start off with the breast inflammation. Actually, let's start off with the autoimmune. To the breast inflammation. Okay. Okay, tap in the breaths. Let's have a little look at ya. And up to the oral abscess. Okay, there you go. Okay, balancing down. Oh, so we're looking at happy 2020.
This came back from a search.
My phone is talking to me. It's funny how the universe works. I was with all the excitement and this little baby on the way. I hung up from my daughter and then the phone pocket dialed. And yeah, funny enough, phone pocket dialed and I hung up before it actually did more than put one ring out. And then he called me back and it was exactly the right person I needed to talk to. And I'm thinking, well, that's odd, because usually when the phone pocket dials, it usually dials the last not the last number you call, but the number before the last number. So anyway, this was not the number before the last number. So we need to just kind of realize that everything is just going the way it should, going exactly the way it should. I didn't get Margaret, did I? Okay, well, I'll go back to her. Did I get her uterine cancer? No, I did not. Okay, so we're looking for tremors and Parkinson's. Okay, here we go. This is why we just need to put faith and okay, so on to Parkinson's. There's so many stories, you know, when you start to listen to people about, you know, knowing when the phone rings and who it is, or sort of thinking about somebody and then the next time you find they passed away, or else you see them in a convenience store. Yeah, just the world all unfolds as it should. And so we need to trust our intuition. Okay, so we're on Parkinson's here. Parkinson's. Okay, on to the digestion now. So let's follow the digestive track here. Through the back points. Okay, following the esophagus. No, sorry, not the esophagus, following the small intestines. I did that before, didn't I? Goodness. Did the esophagus on the way to the stomach. Okay, doing the back points now. Just doing spine points. And I'm going to go back to the those spiritual points for you. It feels like a good idea. Oh, excuse me. Energy is moving. Parkinson's, digestion, skin health. Okay. Okay, now balancing you out. Okay, on to your hubby for sinus congestion and tinnitus. Kind of up in that same area, but not to negate a thing. I'm just gonna bring energy up from the wrist for him. It feels like that might be helpful. And more for the tinnitus than. To the sinuses now. Onto the sinuses. And balancing him out. Okay, and then we're going to go back to Margaret for uterine cancer. I didn't mean to skip Margaret. Okay, here we go. Still bringing area into the uterus area. And at the same time, we're going to holograph a healthy uterus, vibration of a healthy uterus. So we'll just do what we've done before. It's kind of in our mind. We're going to reach back through time. This is not Tong Ren. It's part of, you could call it psychic surgery. So I'm going to reach back when Margaret was. Let me just check. Okay, 21, 22. Halfway between. Going to reach back through time, and we're just going to feel the vibration of her uterine area there, and we're going to bring that template forward, and we're going to plunk it in gently, of course. I'm going to feel the vibrancy of it, so we're just supporting what's already there, changing the vibration, hopefully. And again, tapping the uterus itself. And let's just go up to the breasts here because we want to get a, want to make sure they're connected to that whole area lower. Nothing works by itself in our body. It's all a big symphony. Okay, balancing out there. So hopefully that helped. So we've got Margaret. Okay, we're on to Elaine now. Hi, Elaine. This is interesting. Okay, here we go. Bowel functions, hormones, brain. Thoracic. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're starting off with the bowels here. Excuse me. Energy's really moving here. Okay, on to the hormones. Putting Andrea in this as well. Go brain circulation, optimizing again, going through the optimizing blood to the brain on the neck, opening up any blockages, muscular, anything pressing the nerves, the arteries, the veins, anything impeding the muscles. Okay, blood to the brain. Energy up the brain stem. Okay, brain circulation, happy hormones, change. Okay, gotcha. Okay, balancing out now, Lane. Look at you. Okay, you're just down a bit in vibrations. Let's just put some energy into your lower dantian. And you seem a little bit stressed, so let's tap stress points. Okay, there you go. There you go. Okay, so on to Isaac. I don't think we've done, is that Isaac you said? Isaac, I don't done him. Sorry, we're going to do the right rotator cuff for Isaac. Yeah, lots of heat here. Again with this sound, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. We're just opening blockages, we're just bringing energy, which allows energy to move in the area. We're stimulating the spot, and your body is going to do the healing. Your body's doing the heavy lifting. We're just like the good hands opposite all state, hold in the space. Okay, so balancing Isaac out, and I'm going to take a little phone break, see if there's any text messages. Okay, all is quiet on the Western front here. So everybody's texting and messaging. So everybody's kind of quiet at the moment. Right. So we're on to your mum for the eyes, macular regeneration. You've got a lot going on, this couple that are having the baby. She's they decided to move, so they sold her place, and she had a little condo, and they sold her place, and then he's got an apartment, so they moved into his apartment, and meanwhile, her stuff is stored other places, and then she wanted to be in a house before the baby came, so here you go. It's all coming at the same time. It'll be fine, but I don't think I would have done it that way. Anyway, that's what she wanted, so that's fine. I think when you're pregnant, you shouldn't make any big decisions. The hormones are slightly askewed. Okay, here we go. In other words, if you buy a couch or something when you're pregnant, you most likely won't like it afterwards. Here we go. Up into your mom's eyes. Anyway, that's just my experience. Other people could have other stuff. All right, just in the eyes. So, very exciting here. New life. Okay, just getting that energy. One of the left eyes a little slaggy in the right, but no problem. Let's get that blockage out. Okay, that looks good. Okay. Balancing your mom off and onto your dad. Okay, this gives us again a good excuse to run the COVID program. All of the COVID stuff. So let's do that. So we're doing the lungs in this. So this again is for everybody and Elaine's dad as well. Starting off with the immune system. And this is good for any lung, heart issue. Good for anybody with viruses, bacteria. It was actually put together as a COVID protocol for Tongren. Okay, so here we go. Immune system. Lungs and airway points, anti-inflammation, Okay, on to the exosomes. Okay, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So again, you need to be careful. So, because although we've gone through all these months, you know, they're still having issues. So it was just, somebody told me today, I don't know if it's true or not, but they said there was a spin class a couple of cities west of here, and 70 people caught COVID. Now, why everybody would be in a spin class, you know, sweating away, breathing hard in a small room, I don't know. To check that one. But you just be safe. Worry about yourself. Do what you need to do. Okay, we're on to the salivation in the mouth just to help move things along. Okay, the medulla, the control center for the heart, the lungs, the vessels. Bone marrow, immune cells. And finally, the lungs. Okay, the spine point for the lungs, then onto the lungs. You smokers, don't think you can hide out that fact you've been puffing away all these years. I didn't know what that 420 friendly was until I checked it on the internet today. So people are saying, oh, I'm 420 friendly. I'm thinking, what are they talking about? Well, it means they're marijuana smokers, apparently. And they're okay if you are, too. Funny all the lingo that comes up. So, there we go. Okay, got the lungs, the diaphragm, and also let's get the nerve that goes down there. Okay, and let's balance out. Okay, there you go. So got your dad. Okay, so we're still moving along here. Sciatica, osteopenia on the left side. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I'm looking at you here. Okay, so, all right, let's relax. Coming down. Down to the sciatica here. Focus on the left side. I think we'll do the right first just to get it kind of in shape, and then it can have a little talk about to the left. Sometimes we treat the better side, and then the other side seems to respond better. I don't know why. Maybe it's like the neighbor mows its grass and then you think, oh, I should mow mine too. Or they paint their house and make their yard look nice and you think, oh, geez, mine looks so bad. You vibrate with the neighbor. So maybe it's just all about vibration. Okay, so down here for the sciatica. Hotel 5. In the neck. Okay, rolling the spine again. It's coming down nicely. Osteopenia. my points for that. Oh, he does. Or he doesn't. No, he doesn't. That's all right. I'll just look and see where they're blocked. And then I'm just going to bring the energy out to the left side from the spine. Why? Because it feels like the good thing to do. And I'm going to roll down the leg as well. Okay, there we go. This poor doll. It's showing wear. Okay, there we go. So we're on to KC, memory loss, brain fog, hallucinations. So back pain, cataracts, diabetes 2. So one of the things you can do immediately for brain fog is acupressure points. So there's a point between the bottom of your nose and in that little crevice there in your lip. So you just sort of go halfway and then just start whipping it. Just take your finger and just whip away. So if you're kind of feeling a little foggy, that's this one area you can tap. And you do it, I don't know, probably for about 30 seconds, a minute. Like, do it a bit. And another point that could help with brain fog, if this is kind of minimal brain fog in the afternoon or something, you know, when you're trying to, so just feel your eyebrows and then have the halfway point. So the halfway point, go up about an inch and just kind of feel around where it hurts. Oh, there it is. If you press hard, it hurts anywhere. But that's funny. For me, this side, the left side, is hurting more than the right. So again, for this one, you don't whap it. This one, you just very gently go in circles and just push in. And this will kind of help your memory a bit. Also wake you up a bit. But this lower, this point here is an acupuncture point, which is pretty cool. Just keep whapping away, and it's like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, I'm seeing clearly now. And same thing here, but just up an inch, middle of your eyebrows, and just do circles. So if you don't quite get the one up here, you can just kind of roll around, and you'll find it. But usually the blockage points are where it hurts. So if you're, you know, in your neck, for example, if you're kind of just take your fingers and just gently poke around and, oh, there it is. So you can feel the blockage points where they hurt. Okay, so again, memory. So a lot, another thing you can do is just Google your condition and put acupressure points. So Tongren points are great, and so are acupressure points. They're good for self-care. So yeah, they're really good for self-care because you can kind of watch TV and you can put your finger in a certain area and just push in. So it'll give you a little self-treatments. Tongren is amazing, though. It's all about opening the blockages. Okay, so we're looking at memory here, memory loss, brain fog. And I'm going to put some additional points in here as well. Just why not, eh? Here we go. Okay, the hallucinations. Checking in and asking that the chemicals be balanced in the brain. Same with the nervous system, kind of looking at the nervous system and asking that it be returned to optimum functioning. Okay, there we go with the brain, so onto the cataracts. Okay, the diabetes. And balancing out. We'll pick up the back pain with him further down the pile here. Okay, there we go. Okay, so on to Patricia here. Hey, Patricia. Okay, so we've got a lot. Okay, so let's start off with you. So steady, rhythmical heart, rhythmical heart. Okay, let's concentrate on that. Faster, fair, where to start. Okay, onto the heart. Doodah, doodah. Well, that's funny. Gone, your body's singing that song. Gone run all night. Gone, that's what, I'm not even on tune here. Gone run all day. Camptown races sing this song. Doodah, doodah. I think it's the heart. Yeah, it's the heart that's singing it. Gonna run all night, gonna run all day. That's the message. I gotta run all night, gonna run all day. I don't think that your heart's betting on the races. Okay. Onto the psoriasis. Okay, painful right side on the neck, so let's just open up that whole area. Feels like your brain is full. Like I'm wondering, it feels like you're resisting a bit, but and I'm asking, is it because Patricia's tired? No, that's not the answer. The answer is she's stressed. Well, not her brain's running. It's kind of like your brain's running and running on full tilt. Your brain's in fourth gear here. Slow down. Okay, so on the psoriasis here, tapping the points. And let's just get to the stress bit here. Not the stress bit, but let's just get slow the brain down if we can. Slow, whoa, Nelly. Get this brain slowed down a bit. know if it's working or not. You'll have to tell me. Okay, let's bounce right on this side. Okay, there you go. Okay, balancing out. Okay, we're on to Samuel. Healthy heart, calm, peaceful mind, tight neck. We kind of did all this one, but except you're on the right side, he's on the left. Okay, I'll just do a quickie on him. I keep, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say this, but, you know, you need to kind of, if you're finding yourself incredibly stressed, if you're finding you're just losing it, if you find that you're crying a lot, if you find that you just feel like you're looking up out of a big hole, if you feel like you're swimming and you just can't get to shore, you need to do something. So being on these calls is a good way. You know, being on the Tongren calls is a good way to shift that. Also, you need to kind of figure out what's causing it. So you need to put on your adult attire and kind of get a plan in place. And it doesn't have to be a difficult plan, you know. It could be maybe you've got a puppy and you haven't walked him for 3 or 4 weeks. So maybe just put a leash on the puppy and walk him to the end of the block. And then tomorrow walk him to the end of the block. And maybe on the third day, instead of just going to the end of the block, you think, I'm going to go a little further, you know. So just start small. But you need a plan in place, you know. And if you're having trouble with the basic necessities of life, you know, call somebody, you know, call a friend, talk to them and ask for their advice, you know, what they have any suggestions. So there's help out there for everything, but you need to kind of figure a plan. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes, and particularly now, okay, there we go. Particularly now when people are self-isolating, some of you haven't been out of the house in a long, long time. Some of you are quite alone and you've done all your crossword puzzles. So you need a plan. You are not alone. And there's nothing wrong with you. You just need a plan. Okay, here we go. Anxious thoughts. Let's do the hip flexors. Okay, this is another excuse. I've been looking at the psoas muscle, and I haven't quite got it all figured out, but just give me a second. I took a whole pile of information. Okay, so we're going to do some work. I'm going to start including that in the bit. Okay, so we'll do the anxious thought first, and then we're going to go on to working your hip flexors. But I want to put the psoas muscle in that as well. I'll tell you why in a minute. It seems like a lot of people have back pain. And the psoas muscle is a really deep muscle that kind of follows the spine and attaches our legs to our body. And it's really deep. And if it's out, it can affect a lot of other things. So if it's out of alignment or it's tweaked or whatever, or it's blocked, it can make that whole area tight, which means back pain. So we're going to work the psoas muscle. Going in deep here. I was talking to Kelly about this morning, and some of the exercises you do, you know, for stretches and stuff, they won't get this muscle. So I'll get this. We'll see if we can get it with Tongren. We're just bringing energy into it and straightening it out if we can. And if this muscle is too tight, other parts of your body may compensate. And you could get deferred pain somewhere else. So let's just work it and see what happens. Seems like a lot of people have back pain. Okay, so bringing the energy out and those tight hip flexors. I think we've got you a little bit looser. Just one more whack at that psoas muscle. So it starts about midway down the back and it's attached to the spine. And ends down, connecting your legs. So ass. Is that a cool word, eh? Is it because it goes down to your past, your behind? I don't know. Okay, there you go. Hip flexors, okay, immune boost. We like any excuse to bump our immune system. And so we got the power to fight things, power to fight disease. There we go. Okay, there you go. I think we got you. All right, so we're down to Kimby's now, and we're going to take a quick phone bait check. I don't think anything's going to be happening. I should just go by my instinct. I don't think it's happening yet. And it's like, it's funny when you, I mean, all of us who are intuitive, and most of you guys are, you can kind of tell, you know, so I know they're working on this little baby coming out. Okay, so we're on to Kimby, so we're looking for mold detoxification. So let's do that. So let's do the whole detox thing here. And this will also cover mold, whatever. Sort of like with the Tongren, where it's not like we go in and diagnose. We kind of listen to what you tell us, and then we go from there. So we're on to toxicity. So let me just have a look at you. Mold, chemical, smoke, fear, rage, and insomnia. Whoa. All right. So just relax. That's all I can say. Sometimes I used to see anger as a volcano, like you would... You know, it's like all this lava and crap and, hot stuff and anger and pus, and it would be all in this form of lava, you know, and then it would be in a volcano, and then you would, you know, everything would be quiet, you wouldn't see anything, and then all of a sudden, there it would be. And you'd think, oh, how did I do that? Why did I do that? So, but we need to kind of clean out that old volcano. We need to get rid of... We need to just change the vibration of all of that. I think a lot of us are getting triggered, you know, by what's going on now. I'm just yapping away here. But, you know, with all the things that are going on, and we can't really tell sometimes what's true and what isn't, and it's frustrating, you know, so... And financially, quite a number of us have taken a hit, you know, so we're angry as well, and we're angry, and so what it does is it's kind of like it reaches down into that volcano, and it just pulls up all that crap that's already there. And so we're angry, but we get even angrier, so we need to kind of, we can just change the vibration of that. And it's hard, too, because A lot of us have, you know, really struggled with family stuff. We've had alcoholics in our lives. We've had, the ground was always moving for us. So we need to kind of find what we can to hold on to and find to concentrate on what brings us joy, not what pisses us off or makes us feel sad or angry or worthless. You can concentrate on all the good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And while you may never have met a unicorn, I'm very optimistic. Okay, so just the emotions here. So we're actually doing the angel points as well, seeing if we can really get in there. As I said, you need a plan. And if you can't come up with it yourself, get out a piece of paper and write down what you think it should be. If you can't do that, get a friend. Call a friend. Phone a friend. And get some help. Or even just talk to them. And you don't have to divulge everything. You can kind of just ask them a couple of questions. They'd be happy to talk to you. Okay, there we go. So we're on to, so we did the second one first, fear, rage, insomnia. Now we're on to the mold and the detox. So here we go. Starting off with the liver. And just opening up the all the points for the colon and the, just all the points for the exit of all this toxin. Okay, bumping the immune system. Let's get the vagus and the phrenic optimized at the innervation point. Okay, we're just going to go back to those points on the head. Okay, and I'm just going to clear that throat chakra so we are able to speak our truth. And there we go. Okay. There you go, Kimbies. I like all your names. Okay, let's go. We got Noi. Hi there. Okay, so you have a pack. So let's just kind of figure what we're going to do here. So let's okay, so we're doing Noi here. Okay, so let's just take all of you and we'll start off with the immune. Okay, so I'm just going to stop for a second, and I'm just going to send some energy to this little guy of ours here, just because it just feels like he needs a little bit of support. So, and then we'll go back to you, Noi. Just give me, just going to, you can help if you like. So we're just sending energy to him for a successful birth, so. I felt like there was just a little hump there. Okay, I just help him over a little hump. Okay, so we're back on Noi here. So we're looking at the immune system. Just and we'll charge the batteries for the crew. Putting energy into the lower dantian here. Whew, lots of heat. Lots of heat, so that's good. I just wonder if I had the heater on. I don't. Okay, here we go. And balancing the crew out there. Okay, so on to you for Hashimoto's. For clarity here. And let's just go and use those points that I was talking about before. Okay, so this is for brain fog. So when I do, I go top to bottom. Okay, I'm supposed to go bottom to top. Okay, so I'm doing anxiety and then brain fog. Anxiety and brain fog. Okay. And all these points are marked on the doll, but that's okay. This is for memory and brain fog. Okay, we're also including Brat in this. Okay, running the age syndrome. Okay, balancing all of you out. Okay. Okay, balancing all of you out. All Right, so now we're on to Holy Spirit. We're looking for arthritis, I'm assuming. Yeah, it's kind of nice. There's grandson on the way. Yeah, it's kind of the little journey here, right? It's amazing what the body does. Like all of a sudden, they go from being engulfed in water and then the lungs open up. It's quite amazing when you read about what happens in the process. Here we go. Okay, arthritis. Okay, there you go. Now, it's interesting. Things have speeded up a bit because we've been working on the blockages, they open faster now. All right, so what are we doing here? Okay, so just sort of going down to the discussion here is Patricia was talking about the stress of the CERN's current situation, our country, and sort of the trouble of separating yourself from other people's energy. So it's really important you learn to do that, I think, as an intuitive, because otherwise you pick up other people's stuff. Okay, so here we go. We're doing viral illness, so let's start off with that. So we're going to bump the viruses here. So we're going to look at any viruses, any cancer cells. We're going to just turn them off. In other words, we're going to imagine that we're just taking the switch and just like in the electrical breaker, it's either on or off. So we're going to just flip it off. And then we're just going to ask that its life force be removed and then it be disposed of with ease and grace. So going back to being intuitive is you need to kind of it's a hard lesson to learn because you're feeling other people's stuff. It really impacts you. So you need to sort of learn not to own it, if that makes sense. And there's a lot of techniques you can use. Okay, so anti-inflammation, we're working, fighting the viruses here. Okay, insomnia. See, we're all connected to each other. A lot of people, I remember, used to put a white light around them and they put mirrors facing the other way. This is, they were explained to me how they protected themselves from all the bad stuff. So they'd imagine mirrors facing the other way and reflecting all that back. And somebody would do something awful to them and they'd send it back to them and 20 times as powerful. So I don't know. take the person off of the knees, I guess. So you need to kind of, I don't know, it's just, it's a lesson how to do it. It takes practice, so. So we've done that. Let's do the lungs and the lymph, just giving them a little kick up. So we're fighting viruses here, lung and the lymph as well. Diaphragm and the medulla. and the fibromyalgia. So Farrier Ann, Annie, or sorry, Farrier Ann. So we're going to do the hormones, I think. We haven't done them yet. I mean, we did the hormones, but we're going to do the hormone run. How's that? Which means bumping the endocrine system. And a bladder. Okay, so let's just start off with the bladder. Still working the bladder here. So we've done the bladder and we're on to the hormones now. So let's just balance all the hormones. And again, we'll pull in those that asked for it before, which would be Lane, Andrea, and everybody else. And let's button. Do we get everything there? Okay. And balancing out. Okay, Gwen, did we do you already? No, we didn't. Okay, osteoarthritis and bursitis in the right hip. Letting that energy flow down. Okay, your neck's tight. Let's get that sorted. And down the spine. Down the spine. Down to the right hip. And sciatic as well. And we'll also going to do the psoas muscle as well for you. Doing it on the right hip, on the right side. Okay, following that psoas muscle. Getting in there deep, 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 deep. And right around where it connects the legs. Yeah, this feels tight, tight, tight. Let's get that loosened. That's funny, I hit a little higher and I thought, oh, that feels nothing there. And of course, the muscles start a little bit further down. Silly me, silly me. Okay, so there you go, Gwen. You think I'm hot because I have a coat? I wouldn't think so, but okay. No, it's just the heat. It's, yeah, but I do have a coat on. Okay, here we go. So we're on to Karen now. Cervical dystonia, scoliosis. I love that we were rolling around, so we're just in the Chicago area, right, Karen, right now. I just love the way we roll around. Oh, I missed. Lainey, I got you already, so you can go back and get yourself in replay. The constipation. Okay, balancing you out. So on to your mom for the herniated discs. Five and four and five. Seven. Four and five. And then we're looking at insomnia or sleep. Balancing out. Okay, so we're looking, Gino has brought in Bo. Cancer in the lymph lining of the left lung, of the lung, left side, stomach, per test results, lymph cancer. Okay, so here we go. So starting off, we'll work the lung area first. Second. So we're working the lung, but we're working the lining. So there, the baby's still not here yet. They're inducing labor. You guys are in the thick of this, eh? So we're working on the left side of the lung. And we're specifically looking at the lung, but mostly the lymph lining, the lymphatic system around the lung. And let's just do the lymph system again, just to roll with it, to just make sure we've got it for her. Yeah, sorry, I keep looking at this. All the news is. Yeah, so it sounds as though she's in labor, so it could be there. It's on the move. The cramps are there. Sure, she doesn't want all her personal information out, but anyway, it's hard with the COVID because you can't really have visitors, so. On the lung, the I just want to have a quick look at her here. Right, there we go. Right, so I'm just going to do, I haven't made it over to Facebook. I'm just going to do one more because I think I really need to help this little baby and pay some attention to him. So let's Let's see, we did bowls, so we're on to Tahoe. So apologies to anybody I'm not getting to. I just have abdominal hernia, but you can pick up the benefit from what's happened before. Yeah, there's a lot of action going on now, so I need to just send energy and give this guy a grease to exit. Grease lightning. Yeah, get my hand out the door here. So, okay, so we're, Tahoe's, you're going to be on my last one today. And again, apologies if I didn't get to you. And apologies to the Facebook guys. I didn't get to you today. Okay, but this is I was debating not coming on tonight, but then things seemed to slow down. But this little guy needs a bit of help, I think. Okay, so we're doing the abdominal hernia and the ED RA. Bringing energy really into that whole area. Just feels like it's pinched. Where is that spot? Okay. That makes sense because we're opening blockages. I wonder if it feels pinched. There we go. Just gonna get that too. And that. Alright, so let's just end off here. And my apologies to those of you who I didn't get to, but it's a little. So again, we're just gonna look at everybody and make sure their field is clean. And we've disconnected all of the cords of people that are driving you crazy, people that aren't seeing you for who you are. We've kind of disconnected them. Feel free to take them back if you want. It's up to you. Okay, clear the field. And this is why the pulling in of yourself is so important, because you're empathetic, because you're an intuitive, and most of you are, you're feeling other stuff that isn't yours, and it's coming in. So you need to sort of try and clarify what belongs to you and what doesn't. Okay, clearing the field, and let's just wrap everybody in a wonderful healing blanket. Let's go all the way around. Let's go all the way around. And you can pull it up as far as you want, over your head if you like. You can tuck it in under your neck, wherever it feels good. Okay, and let's just check everybody's bubble. There's a couple of you that don't have them. And those of you who are coming into through replay, you're getting this as well. So we're just surrounding everyone with a wonderful energetic bubble. It just has some protection in place where things don't come into your field unless you invite them. And it also gives you time to respond. So if something is said or you're asked a question, you've got time to react rather than having it just poke you. Okay, good to go. All right, so thanks for being with me today. And sorry we're cutting it a bit short, but family awaits here, so it's very exciting, very exciting. So, okay, so back Tuesday, and hopefully we'll see you then. And do go on the other practitioners' calls if you're not feeling so well. More the merrier. All right. See y'all soon. Bye.